Hello, and welcome to the Unqualified Culinary Critics. We are a Vegas-based podcast that celebrates food and culture. Join us as we talk about our food and cultural experiences, and we do hope that these stories connect in some way to each one of you as well.
Today, we are going to be talking about superfoods. So, according to the dictionary, a superfood is a nutrient-rich food considered to be especially beneficial for health and well-being. So, these foods are foods that have that are more beneficial than other foods, because obviously not all foods are going to be super healthy. They're all different levels of healthy and unhealthy. But the thing that makes them different is the fact that they have phytochemicals. So those are like plant-produced compounds. So a lot of these superfoods are plants because they have a lot of good nutrients that we need. And they help to boost your immune system as well, and to help decrease chances of like disease and stuff, because they help, you know, they're good for your heart, they're good for your immune system. They can help reduce inflammation and lower cholesterol and all that sort of stuff. Okay, so to get this started, I just wanted to ask you, Ashley, what do you think about superfoods?
I think that superfoods, they're very healthy. They're very important for our immune system, for our bodies. I think that's really great that there are all kinds of superfoods out there that will be of some sort of advantage to us, especially like if there are some, you know, like let's say some dark leafy greens that have, you know, vitamin A or are good with magnesium, or bananas with potassium, that kind of thing. I really like that. And it's good that all these kinds of superfoods come with the benefit to like restore, help us recharge, and help us improve on our health by a lot. So, yeah.
Yes, that is, I agree with you. They do seem like they're very, very important foods that we need to include into our diets. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to ask you, do you have a favorite superfood? Like one particular one that you are just like, this is my go-to, this is the best thing for me. The best thing I've ever tasted, the best thing for me. I don't know, just something. Yeah, your favorite.
So, this might be kind of funny. I don't know if I can say it's like my number one, but the one that's like I like, but I don't know if I can say it's like my diehard favorite, is garlic. Because, you know, not just because of the taste and all, but well, I mean, garlic has a good taste, raw or cooked. But I'm on a website, it's called Very Well Health. This has been reviewed by a medical professional, and it's been approved. And it says that garlic has an excellent source of vitamin C, manganese, vitamin B6, selenium, and fiber. And it's very useful in lowering cholesterol and blood pressure, lessens the risk of cancer, and supports a healthy immune system. There are times where I would be sick, and garlic has been there for me. And when we did an episode with Monica in the past, I mentioned how garlic has been very, very useful for me. And as a remedy, I know that I would take like honey and garlic or eat stuff with garlic in it. And it does, I promise you, it did help me a lot, because I don't sound congested right now. But it's like very good with like antioxidants and stuff. And I, like I said, I'm just basically like kind of repeating what I'm reading from this article. But garlic is very beneficial. It just like helps clean the stomach, and I really like it a lot. It does sound funny to say that I like garlic a lot, but I'm not like that diehard of it. But garlic is like a big, big staple in our house, whether it's in like our foods or our drinks and or whatever. But I like garlic a lot now, so.
Wait, okay, so I have a question, because you said whether raw or cooked, do you eat raw garlic?
It really depends.
Because I'm trying to.
I usually like to eat it cooked. But sometimes, you know, you can chop it raw and you can eat it too. Either way, I think that they're both really strong or both beneficial. But, you know, that's just, you may not like the taste that much, but it's not really in regards to the taste of the garlic itself. It's more of what can garlic do to help your immune system, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I was just curious, because I'm like, I don't think I've ever, like, I was thinking about it, I'm like, I don't think I've ever eaten, like, or like, even tried raw garlic before. So I was just wondering.
Yes, yes.
That was just me.
And it is a plant, so it's not an herb or something. But yeah, I just wanted to like double check. But no, garlic is, it's so useful. And I learned a lot about this from my mom. So.
Yeah, no, I agree. It always makes any dish better, too.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
How about you?
Me? Well, I think for me, personally, like, I love blueberries a lot. I think that they're one of my favorite, like, berries. I mean, I know they're berries, but I still count them as, like, fruits and stuff. So, So they're, like, one of my favorites. I love eating them in anything. I mean, a lot of times you just eat them like that, like, plain. But, yeah, and I think they're, like, high in, like, fiber and stuff, and they're sweet. Sometimes they're sweet, sometimes they're sour, so, like, it's always fun. I mean, I think it's fun because you never know how what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like them a lot. And then it's funny because, I mean, this is going to be a little off topic, but I have birds. And, you know, I'll give them fruits and stuff. And they don't like blueberries. And I'm like, you guys are so silly because they're so good for you and they're so healthy. You know, I'm like just there lecturing my birds, like if they understand or know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I think those are my favorite, like superfood.
That's good.
I just feel like they're like, you can't really go wrong with them.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, yeah, and then you can put them in desserts and stuff, too. I mean, I know we're supposed to be talking about, like, healthy food and stuff, but... But, yeah, and they're, like, low in calories and high in nutrients and stuff. But, yeah, and, like, you can put them in desserts, like, you can put them in chocolate and stuff, or you can cover them in chocolate. And then you can put them on, like, little pastries, and not just that, but, like, even yogurt. And I know yogurt also is a superfood, too. So it's, like, you're just getting a good, like, you're getting the best of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can also, like, have it for smoothies, too. And then, you know, that's just another suggestion. And also chocolate, but specifically saying dark chocolate is also a superfood, too. So, you know, it's...
Ooh, dark chocolate is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It is. And we can get into that a little bit later, but I'll let you finish.
Yeah, yeah. I think blueberries are my number one superfood.
That's good. I was going to say blueberries as well, but I'm glad that you said it too. So I'm glad you said it first, because I couldn't like really decide which one. I felt very indecisive, so I thought it'd be really funny to say garlic. But I mean,
yeah,
you know, garlic's good too. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think garlic's a good one, too.
Yeah. So, oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask, do you have any other favorite superfoods?
That's, see, it's kind of, like, a little bit tough, because it's, like, I can say, like, oh, I eat this, I eat this, I like it, I like it, I like it. But it's, like, I guess I can go to my favorite vegetable, and it's technically a superfood because it's under a leafy green, and that would be spinach. And, you know, spinach, in this website it says it contains, like, vitamins A, C, and K, a lot of good fiber, magnesium, zinc, iron, and calcium. They're, like, good with antioxidants, and it also can help prevent certain types of cancers or certain cancers. So, you know, spinach has, it's something that I would eat, like, I don't know, with cream spinach or with my eggs. And eggs is also a superfood, too. And, you know, I like that spinach has been there for me. I'll take it over broccoli, but broccoli's also in there. It's also a superfood, too. Great for a lot of things, but spinach is my go-to with greens. Or besides spinach, and since we're talking about dark leafy greens, it's there's kale, there's collard greens, Swiss chard, arugula. I've been eating a lot of arugula recently. Not too fond of the taste. Very, like, bitter. But when you put salad dressing on it, it'll make your day a little bit better. And then there's, like, dandelion greens, mustard greens. But my go-to will always be spinach on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I really like spinach, too. And, I mean, I feel like that's another food that's very diverse that you can add into anything. Although, I don't think... I'm sure someone can prove me wrong, but I don't think spinach and dessert should go together. Yeah, I mean, I feel like with superfood, you can't go wrong because, you know, it's going to be healthy. It's going to be good for you. It's not going to be anything that's like, you know, out of this world or anything super weird.
Mm-hmm.
They're like pretty common foods for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's like, as long as you're eating like a balanced diet and stuff, you're going to be consuming these foods on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like the good thing about it is that it's not anything that you have to go like, like if you want to consume superfoods and like eat healthier, it's not really anything that you have to go completely out of your way for.
Yeah.
Like you can just buy some fruits, buy some vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are that they're going to be a superfood.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
But, mm-hmm. But yeah, one of my other favorite superfoods, because you know me, I love seafood, so fish is actually a superfood.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite is salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so it's, like, pretty cool that I get to just enjoy this food, and it's, like, something that's, like, benefiting me. But yeah, but salmon's, like, a really good superfood because it has like a lot of like the good types of fats that we need because our body does need fat.
Mm-hmm.
It has like a lot of other proteins and stuff, you know. Obviously it's going to be a protein. It has the, like I said, the fats, the omega-3 fatty acids, and those can help prevent heart disease. And yeah, I don't know, I just feel like, because like I've always said I don't really eat that much meat. I don't eat especially red meat.
Mm-hmm.
I usually just stick to chicken and fish, and I feel like this is the perfect fish, the perfect, like, substitution.
Yeah, yeah.
For those proteins. Yeah, what about you? I know you don't really like seafood, do you?
I do, but I like fish primarily, but there's another thing that I want to add about, like, fish in general, especially with salmon.
Mm-hmm.
It's really high in omega, so that's really good for the brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Well, is there, like, a specific fish that you, like, your favorite fish that you think is, like... Because, I mean, they're a superfood, so...
well, the list is kind of short, what I'm seeing, so salmon I can see is on top. Mm-hmm. I do like herring, especially if it's, like, smoked and it's in oil. I like anchovies, too. I'll eat mackerel once in a while, but... I will admit I'm not into the taste of that much. And then sardines. I like sardines, and sometimes you would like cook it with eggs and then have it with rice.
Mm-hmm.
Like sardines are a superfood too. The salmon thing, like I did probably say in the past, I'm not really into salmon that much, but I'll eat it.
Yeah, that's because, what it was.
Yeah, but salmon, like you had said just like minutes ago, it's really beneficial for the health, and that's why I'll eat it, but I would like it if it's, like, not...
You're like any other fish.
Yes, but I was, like, also going to say, like, not too well done, you know? But sometimes, you know, you don't want to undercook or overcook things, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's another thing. And then, yeah, like, I see tuna steak in the list. I see trout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah, no, because I remember you saying that you didn't like salmon, so that's why I was like, does she not like seafood? And I'm like, no, but we talk about seafood all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me ask to be sure. Yeah.
But what do you like to have with your salmon? Do you like it raw? Do you like it cooked?
So I love sushi, so raw, but like my mom makes this really good salmon that has like salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has, like, not salt and pepper. It's that lemon and pepper seasoning.
Uh-huh.
And then she'll put actual, like, lemon on it and stuff. And then she just wraps it in aluminum and, like, puts it in a pan and makes it. And it's really, really good. And, like, I always... That's, like, the one dish that I, like... Well, one of the, like, three dishes that I learned how to cook.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. But it's really, like, it's really good and, like... I love, like, I don't like citrus, but I'll put lemon on anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only, like, citrus fruit that I really like. So it's nice because that's how I get my vitamin C.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't like citrus. Yeah. And then, like, it's really good because even the skin ends up tasting really, really well. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And I usually don't like eating, like, the skins, like, on fish or chicken.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of salmon do you like? Because I know there's Atlantic. They usually get like the wild caught or farm raised, because there's a big difference between the two as to which is better over the other. And then what do you prefer and what the types of salmon?
So I like the wild one better, but recently my mom has started using like the Alaskan one, which is like more, it's like usually like the wild one's kind of pinkish, and then the Alaskan one's like red.
Yeah, that sounds like sockeye to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me double check on that, because that's like a really red, that could be a red fish.
Yeah.
Yep, there we go. Yeah, that's good, because like, since we're still talking about like wild caught and farm raised, you know, it's always better to get the wild caught, because with the farm raised, we don't know what they really put in it though. Like what people would do, like how they would treat the fish and that kind of thing. So whenever I'm in the market with my mom, we would be like, okay, is it farm raised? Is it wild? And then where is it from? Because that's also the big, big important thing about what we're going to put in our stomachs. So that's very, very important, very essential.
Yes, that's true. I mean, I feel like that's like with any type of meat though. You always have to be careful of like where they get it from, how they're treating their animals.
Because like there are some places where I wouldn't, like I will admit like Sway isn't in this list. And it's from like some part in Asia. And it's, I don't know if it's farm raised, but just the area where the fish is from, not really the cleanest water entirely. That's another thing. But I think that up in like the Alaskan coast, it's a little bit safer to say. But my best bet is always just get the wild caught. But if it's farm raised, sometimes it's okay. But also be aware of where it's from too, because like if it's from a clean country, then okay, fine. That's totally fine. But that's just I'm just sharing what I learned from my mom, basically.
Yeah, no, that's all very true. Yeah, but I mean, I feel like another important part to all of this, though, is that, like, you have to have a balanced meal, you know, at the end of the day. Because, like, you can eat, like, because I feel like people just focus on, like, one specific superfood and then don't eat anything else.
Yeah.
And, like, that's still not healthy because eating too much of anything is bad for you. So it's, like, you know, important that you eat all sorts of things. So it's like good that, you know, with superfoods, like it's not just fruits or vegetables or fish that are considered superfoods. You have beans, you have berries, even like olive oil is considered a superfood, food, nuts and like whole grains and stuff.
Yeah.
And like what I've seen a lot is like people being like, oh, you know, you have to eat the rainbow. Have you seen that before?
Sounds like Skittles to me, even though we're not sponsoring us, but
yeah, no, and they're the opposite of a superfood.
yes
Yeah, but it just basically means like, you know, try and eat like every color of the rainbow, like include foods of every color, foods of different color, because they're providing different nutrients.
Yeah,
I remember when I was in school, I don't want to be like, I took one nutrition class, so I'm an expert. I'm not. But I remember taking a nutrition class and like they would talk about that on there too.
You have to
like eat foods of different colors because they provide different nutrients and stuff.
Yeah, that's really true.
I remember we had to make like our little a little meal plan too, about like healthy meals and stuff. And a lot of it really is just like mixing different superfoods together.
Yeah.
Is there like any superfood that you don't like? Kind of to change it up a little bit.
Well, even though this is good for us, I don't like broccoli.
Really?
Yeah, I can rage about this in this episode so much as to why, like how I feel about ketchup, but we're not going to do that. So, but broccoli is what it says here. It's part of a cruciferous, I can't probably say that right, vegetable, and it's really good with fiber, a lot of vitamins, you know, it helps prevent some types of cancer. But the only way to make broccoli taste good is put the right flavors. And that's also very healthy, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mom would steam the broccoli first, and then she will, or maybe she put the, I think she would steam it first, and then she will, like, put the healthy seasonings afterward. But I mm-hmm. the thing about, the reason why I don't like broccoli is because of the taste. But I force myself to eat it because it's good for me. So mm-hmm. that's pretty much one thing. And I read recently that broccoli is America's favorite vegetable or something. And really? I was like thinking to myself, I think you might know what I'm going to say, but let's just say that I was less than pleased about that. But I'm like, what's next? Brussels sprouts? So
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really feel that way. I'm very much spinach, but mm-hmm. that's me.
Yeah. That's funny. I love broccoli. I actually do like Brussels sprouts too.
Oh, I don't mean to be offensive, but I'm just being very honest.
You're not. That's your preference. But yeah, but it's funny that you say that. Yeah, no, I think the thing that I have seen on this list that I'm horrified by is pecans. Because mm-hmm. those, I'm not going to use the word hate, but I am not a fan. I will not eat something with them if they're in it. I don't care if it's chocolate. I'm not going to eat them.
That's fine.
Yeah. But I'm like, I like other nuts. So it's like, that's another good thing is that, like, you know, the list is pretty big on what superfoods are. So you can always replace something if you don't like it with something else that will have the same nutrients and stuff. So you're not missing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like pecans, however you say it. But I eat walnuts mm-hmm. more. But I don't have any issue with it. I think the one nut that I can't really stand the most is cashews, but...
Really?
I don't know why. Maybe just the taste, but I'll eat it once in a while. I think I like pistachios. Pistachios, however it's said. But yeah.
Okay, I think it's funny because you know how, like... Okay, this is just a little funny story for our listeners. Right when we were starting to record, Ashley's like... She pressed record and she's like, you can go now. Well, I mean, she didn't say that, but she's like, you can go whenever you're ready. And I was like, sorry, I'm eating something. And I was eating cashews.
Oh, sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but again, I'm trying to be honest.
You're not. That's funny. I just think it's funny because I was literally just eating them before this episode.
Oh, that's coincidental.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like pecans. I like cashews.
That's fine.
Have you seen any food, any superfood that you really want to try that you haven't tried before?
That's a really good question. I feel like a lot of these in the list I have eaten before.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to get this out of my system. But another superfood that I can't stand are tomatoes. And we already know about the ketchup thing in the National Sandwich Month. But, like, mm-hmm. I'll eat tomatoes because it's good for me. But it's, like, the attitude is, oh, they look so firm on the outside. But when you're about to bite it and then you're chewing it, it's, like, there's seeds and then it's, like, the juice. I don't mean to, like, be all spoiling and being all negative. But that's the thing that kind of throws me off with the tomatoes, especially the cherry ones. And I'm, like, remembering I'm trying to cut it into fours when I was cooking an egg dish. And I'm, like, saying something in my mind, but I'm not gonna say it out loud. But it's tomatoes, they're high in vitamin C, lycopene. I learned from my mom to not really, it's very acidic. I don't know what the pH balance is. I was taught to avoid eating like the acidic foods like tomatoes at night, but tomatoes are really beneficial, but I just can't stand the dang fruit.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's fair. We're not going to always like everything.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I don't know if you've ever had like a love-hate relationship with a food, with like some sort of food, because that's how I feel about avocados and ginger.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Which they're both superfoods as well.
I had that with asparagus.
Mm-hmm. Where it's like at first, like sometimes you really, really love it and sometimes you can't stand it.
Oh, yeah, that with kale, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. It's like, just comes and goes. Like, sometimes I'm like, avocado's the best. Give me it and everything. And other times I'm like, if I see an avocado, I will scream.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just like, it's not like it's consistent. it's just random when I decide not to like avocados.
Yeah.
And ginger. But I feel like with ginger, it's been getting better. Like, I used to really dislike it, and now I like it a lot more.
Mm-hmm. You ever tried ginger tea?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
I like it.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
It's because right now I'm like in my I'm liking it phase.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I like decided to try it because I'm like, okay, ginger isn't that bad. Let me try it. And so that's why I think I like the tea.
Yeah, that's good. Kind of good for the throat too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but ginger is really, really good. It has a lot of like vitamin C, magnesium, and potassium and stuff. And then avocado has like a lot of like the good type of fats that we need.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of my favorite fruits too. One of my favorite superfoods, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that matcha is a superfood?
Yeah, I saw that right now. I'm like, that is, I love that. I'm like, I'm so glad because you know how much I love matcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm just like, yes, now I have a good excuse to drink it whenever I want and no one can say anything.
What about what you said earlier about the too much of a good thing's a bad thing kind of thing?
I take it back. Yeah. I'm like, I hadn't seen that earlier, or else I would have said that that's my favorite superfood, matcha.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I don't know. I was just like thinking about like some of the ones that I haven't tried that I've seen on this list. Because I feel like for the most part, like I said earlier, these foods are very common. Like just cooking regularly or eating a regular diet, like you're going to get these.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be eating these regardless. But like I started thinking about it and I'm like, I've never actually had like chard, like Swiss chard or like mustard greens.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'd like to try those. It looks interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever tried hemp seeds before, H-A-M-P.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember. Yeah. But I wouldn't mind trying that.
Yeah, those are pretty good. My mom will add them to like random food. Like with chia, you know how people will add them into random drinks? Like my mom will do that with hemp seeds sometimes.
Yeah.
Cause like I've had like lemonade with them and like lemonade with chia seeds too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not bad. I don't like lemonade, but I liked the things in it. I mean, I just drank it just to try it with different things.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't mind trying navy beans either. I never heard of that. But I have tried chickpeas, black beans, soybeans, not into peas either. we can get to that one day. I think I had pinto beans recently, and then there's the peanuts and stuff. I don't know if I had kidney beans, maybe, but I'm going to quickly bring up beans since we are kind of low on time. My mom makes this dish called shakshuka, and Lador had mentioned it in an episode that he was a guest on. And it's really good. It's like a lot of, I think it's the, it's not chickpeas, but there are some sort of beans in there. It's not coming to my mind right now, but there's tomatoes in there. There's, I still eat it. And there's beans, then they put eggs in it and other veggies. I think that's like a really good dish that consists of a lot of superfoods in there. So I recommend that.
That sounds really good. I've never tried that before.
I recommend it, yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like that's like how I was saying earlier, how you need to have variety and have like a different, you need to have like different amounts of different superfoods and stuff. And you can't just focus on one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like how you can just make a whole meal with like superfoods and have it be like a balanced and healthy meal.
Yeah. I mean, we can just have fun with it. You know, there's an amalgamation of all of these kinds of foods out there. And we can just, you know, there's like eggs, there's beans, there's fruits, veggies, etc. It's like kind of fills up the pyramid, and then there's grains too. So, you know, it's very useful. And I don't have a lot else to say, but I'm with you on this, and I really agree.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot that you can do with like superfoods and stuff. And obviously we only like named like the tip of the iceberg in this episode. We didn't talk about every superfood because there are a lot. But yeah, you know, it's been really, really fun and interesting going over these and then hearing Ashley talk about the ones that she doesn't like either. Oh, that's been fun too. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Please follow us on Instagram at Unqualified Culinary Critics and on Twitter at UNQCULCRIT. Please let us know what your favorite superfoods are and which ones you don't like too. Let us know. And then like any of your favorite recipes with superfoods and just anything that you want to talk about as long as it has to do with superfoods, just hit us up on our socials. And yeah, hope you guys had fun and enjoyed listening to this episode. Have a wonderful day. Thank you guys so much. Bye.